Cuckfield Hospital, 1961. It was a forceps delivery. How else would you deliver a breech baby with no arms or legs? Lorraine was quickly wrapped up in a blanket and taken to an incubator. Everyone was stunned. No one had seen such a baby before, only heard about them. My father, Reg, was called for, and my mother, Brenda, was sedated. "I'm afraid your daughter probably won't live for more than 48 hours, Mr. Brasher," the doctor told Dad. I'm sitting with Dad in the kitchen, and he is telling me the story of Lorraine's birth. The house is quiet, because my mother has taken Lorraine on a week's holiday to the Thalidomide Trust's hotel in Jersey. It is peaceful, and he is peaceful. This moment will be my happiest teenage memory, one of the best memories of my whole childhood, in fact. I am so content. Just me and Dad, as we used to be. The doctor asked if I'd like to see her, continues Dad, his voice soft. So I followed the nurse into the baby ward and looked down at my tiny new daughter. I could only see her face as she was bundled up in blankets. She was so pretty that later on she adopted the name Dolly. There seemed to be nothing wrong with her, but then, of course, when I pulled back the blanket, she looked like something out of the freak tent at the circus. He puts his head in his hands. I couldn't believe how she looked. It was so completely shocking. There was no way I was going to tell your mother at that stage. We didn't think she'd live, so why bother saying anything? Did you know what was wrong with her? I asked, curious to know if thalidomide birth defects were instantly recognised. We had no idea. We certainly didn't realise there were thousands of families going through the same thing. Although I must have made some kind of connection, because when your mother was pregnant with you, they had her in hospital with drugs going in intravenously against morning sickness, and I got her out. I told the doctor, we've already had one disabled child, we'll not have another. But back then I went round to see Auntie Jill, Mum's middle sister, after I'd seen Lorraine for the first time. Boy or girl? She asked. Girl, I said. Oh, wonderful, said your auntie. No, Jill, she's all buggered up. We're starting to prepare for her funeral. And when Lorraine stayed alive, there was no question of her coming home with us to Haywards Heath. She was taken to Chailey Heritage to be looked after, and the doctor said to us, forget about this one, Mr. Brasher. Just go home and have another. So that's where you come in, Annie, 13 months later. Our replacement baby, he says, smiling at me. He has not called me Annie for so long. It was the name he used when I was little, his little Princess Annie. Anne is my middle name after Princess Anne. Mum and my elder sister Sue would call me Awkward Annie and still think I'm just awkward rather than ill. But never Dad. I was always his princess, until I hit my teenage years when I became plain Karen to him.